I'm at the Anotria tasting in the Saatchi Gallery in London, and I'm delighted to meet Maddalena Frecero, who's going to tell me about the Nino Negri wines of Valtellina.
So today we are presenting the Maser Inferno, which comes from the smallest sub-region of the Valtellina DOCG area, which is the Inferno. Inferno in Italian means hell. And this is because not only the area is very, very steep, but also is really, really hot in summer. So Maser is a dialect, which means beautiful. So beautiful hell.
Beautiful hell.
Beautiful
yeah.
hell.
Yeah.
This wine comes from the Nebbiolo grapes. It's made with the Nebbiolo grapes, which in the area are called Chiavennasca. Not Nebbiolo, but are known as Chiavennasca. The wine is picked by hand. At the end of October. Then it's kept in stainless steel vats for about 2 months until the end of December. And then half of this, it's aged in large Slavonian oaks.
In botti,
yes, yeah, large, very large botti, for 24 months. And the other half in a small barrique for 250 liters
yes.
for 15 months.
Okay.
It's a wine that... has a high acidity naturally because of the day-night variation, climatic variation, so that helps keeping the acidity high and the fruit flavors, as the rose note typical of Nebbiolo and the cherry note in the palate. High acidity, as I said, but tannins present, but quite soft and smooth due to the oak content. It's a great wine.
Yes, and you were saying it's possibly a little bit young, 2000.
It's possibly a little bit young. Yeah. It's a wine that will last no problem for the next 5-7 years.
Right.
I would personally wait another year or two, but it's definitely a wine to be tackled with food.
Oh, certainly, yes.
Because of the acid content.
Because I find it was good acidity, and the tannins were maturing.
They're quite ripe,
yes.
So they are present, obviously, because Nebbiolo, the Nebbiolo variety has high acid, high tannins, and high alcohol as well.
Yes.
But they're quite ripe and soft,
yes.
And they will get softer with time as well. Our other wines, which is made in a similar ways, but with dried grape variety, is the Cinque Stelle Sforzat, which is, I'm going to let you taste later because it's wonderful. It's made with the same grape variety, so 100% Nebbiolo Chiavennasca. The grapes are picked by hand at the end of October, then taken by helicopter due to the steepness of the hills to the winery, dried for 3 months until January in Amarone style. Then they are macerated for a long time, fermented at high temperature. It's about 28-30 degrees temperature. Then put in a small barrique. 100% in smoke in a small barrique,
new French barrique
for 24 months,
okay.
And it's a wine that has a very, very long life.
Yes.
You can keep it for the next 20 years.
Yes.
Very big, bold wine,
yes.
Big in oak, big in fruit flavors, with a nice residual sugar.
Yes.
Rich and lush.
Would it give me longer life as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's full of antioxidants.
Now, just going back to the Inferno, what would you eat to that? Would it be a game dish?
Definitely a meat dish.
Yes.
But it will go very well with something with tomato base. You know, a polpette with meatballs, with the tomato sauce.
Because of the acidity,
everything with tomato will go fantastically
Excellent.
Well. And then game, of course. I mean, it's a medium body wine. It's not a full body wine. So you don't want something totally overpowering, but it's a wine with a big alcohol and big acidity, so it can stand to most of meat dishes.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.